Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. It's Fun Friday. You're on the show, everybody. That's right. Lance Storm is going to join us because you can't spell fun without Lance Storm. But anyway, we got a lot to get into today. Got a lot of news. Wasn't here yesterday. I was incapacitated on my birthday. Not like drinking or anything, but I was busy. But I am back here today, and we're going to talk about all of the news from the last couple of days. And then I think, I've been teasing this for a while, but I think it's actually true. I think we're going to have time to ask some questions from the text message bin. And there have been a lot of them. So if you have questions for Lance or myself, you can text them 425-780-7566. It is also possible, because it is Fun Friday, that we are going to open up the telephone lines, perhaps, in the final segment of this show. If you have Q&A questions for Lance, you're welcome to ask them there. But, you know, we got news to get into first, including SmackDown tonight. We got some big shows this weekend, including Dominion and Triple Mania, Russia. Yeah, Raw is coming up on Monday, NXT, Grand Slam Mexico, the 23rd anniversary of TNA next Thursday on Impact. Night of Champions, June 28th. Oh my God, that's only a couple of weeks away. And plenty more. So once again, if you want to text us about anything, 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. F4WOnline@gmail.com. F4WOnline Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. Father's Day weekend. Have you got a $10 Cameo yet? If not, what a horrible son or daughter. At Brian Alvarez on X and Blue Sky. At 4W Online on Cameo. I'd better see them flooding in. We'll talk to you in a moment. Observer Live.
Progressive knows if you have to choose between everyday life and your boat, boat wins.
What are you going to do? Take the boat out for a spin or go mail something?
Boat wins!
Are we cleaning the patio or taking the boat out fishing?
Boat wins!
Are we skipping that eye exam to go sailing?
Boat wins!
Rescheduling eye exams can be a nightmare.
All right, fine. Eye exam, then boat.
Yeah!
With Progressive, you can bundle your boat with your home or auto and save with a discount and spend more time enjoying those savings on your boat. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states and situations.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Now at Verizon, we have some big news for your peace of mind, for all our customers, existing and new. We're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan and my home. That's future you peace of mind. And everyone can save on a brand new phone on my plan when you trade in any phone from one of our top brands. That's new phone peace of mind. Because at Verizon, whether you're already a customer or you're just joining us, we got you. Visit Verizon today. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply for all offers.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You know, Lance, now that I am 50, I've descended into grumpy old man territory.
Oh, just now.
And I don't, recent. Well, before you kind of feel a little guilty about it, but now I don't care. Guys, you ever like, something is going on outside the house. I'm like, someone's just hammering. You know what I mean?
You're into get off my lawn stage.
No, it's like, well, I mean, if they were on my lawn, there'd be a real problem. But the point is, you ever like, okay, you're driving down the street and there's construction going on, okay? And you see the guy, he's got the jackhammer or whatever because they're like building a new sidewalk or whatever. It's like, okay, well, whatever. I know what they're doing. But every now and then there's like some guy in your neighborhood that's just freaking hammering. It's just for the last half hour, it's just... It's like, what are you hammering, dude? Like, you're not building a roof. I know, like, the houses are all built. Why are you just hammering for 45 minutes? There's no way he's making anything. He's just being annoying.
You think he's just out there hitting random things with a hammer?
Yeah, I actually think he's out there just like, oh, I'm just going to hammer it. Yeah, he can't possibly be doing anything.
Can't be resurfacing a deck or
No, if I had time, I'd go find out what this guy is doing. What, you think a woodpecker is actually doing work when it just... Nah, he's out there doing it. Just to irritate me. It's always right during the show.
You are a grumpy old man.
God, it's not like he could do it at 1. He's got to do it right now. Right when everyone can hear it. All right. Hey, SmackDown is tonight. And John Cena appears. It's kind of funny because, what, he has 19 dates left?
19, might be less than that.
It's like 18 or 19 dates left. And they just keep like putting him on the show. Are they aware this has to last until the end of the year? I mean, pretty soon it's going to be, well, we can't see him for 3 months now. We ran out of dates.
I haven't watched his matches, but from all the reports, I can see like maybe they don't want him doing a ton of those.
You couldn't even get, see the Saturday Night's Main Event one?
I could see them. I just haven't seen them.
You really should go watch Saturday Night's Main Event with him in Truth. I mean, it's something to see. Because Truth does the John Cena gimmick, okay? So it's one thing when you see John Cena wrestle Randy Orton, and, you know, obviously Randy Orton's doing whatever, and John Cena's kind of... But when you see John Cena versus Truth, Truth is pretending to be John Cena. And so you see him side by side, and it's like, Truth is doing John Cena way better than John Cena. Plus, he's 5 years older, you know. It's really a match you should see. So, anyway, he'll be on the show tonight. And then we've got Naomi will appear. Jacob Fatu will appear. And the King and Queen of the Ring tournaments continue. This is, like, I get on AEW for this, but, like, we got a three-hour show, and you didn't tell me nothing. Nothing. Not even one match in the King of the Ring tournament. Or well, Queen and Queen of the Ring.
WWE is more about stars than matches anyway. Like,
well, I think the big difference, as I mentioned before, is if you tune in tonight, you are going to see all the SmackDown stars. It's not like you're not going to see the Street Profits and, you know, the Motor City Machine guy. You'll see everybody that is, you know, Cody. You will see everybody on the show if you watch tonight. But it is weird that in three freaking hours, they can't give me a lineup of some sort. That's annoying. Then we got Dominion this weekend with Goto and Shingo for the IWGP title. Yoda Tsuji and Gabe Kidd for the global title. David Finlay and Evil in a dog collar chain death match. Takeshita against Bolton Oleg. Whoever on the front page wrote Oleg Bolton there, stop it. Great O'Conn.
The grumpy old man's mad at you.
Oh, yeah. Great O'Conn and Callum Newman against Ishii and Taichi. Yo and Master Wato versus Sho and Yoshinobu Kanemaru for the junior title. All title matches, six title matches. And then some other stuff as well. But that's that. And then the AAA. So AAA, this Triple Mania Regia, I guess is how you pronounce it. It's not like I'm Hispanic. We've got Hijo del Vikingo versus Alberto El Patron. And then there's so much funny stuff about this show. Moose against Joe Hendry, Macias, and Hijo de Dr. Wagner Jr. for the X Division title in a four-way. Pagano's on the show for the love of God. Mr. Iguana. Nino Ambergesa. But anyway, the point is this. A couple of things. First off, so when they did the Worlds Collide and they had all these video packages, you know, Alberto was the champion. And Alberto, he's got a kind of a sketchy past. And Hijo del Vikingo beat him for the mega title. So, guys, if you remember, it's like Alberto was the champion. And then they announced that there was going to be a AAA mega title match on Raw, but the champion hadn't won the belt yet because the champion at the time was Alberto, but Alberto was going to lose it. So they spoiled it, you know, for anybody in America. So it was a whole thing. And the point is, WWE never mentions Alberto. When they did Worlds Collide and they had like the video package with Vikingo and this, they never showed Alberto. It's like he doesn't exist in the WWE version. But here we are. There's a Triple Mania, which is now owned by WWE, and Alberto is wrestling in the main event for the title. So it's just amazing how he's there. He's in a prominent position. But if you watch like the WWE version of AAA or anything they do, he doesn't exist. So it's very weird.
It'd be even crazier if he just wins the title back.
I don't think that's going to happen. But I guess anything's possible. And then the other thing is that there's no way to watch this show. It's not on the internet. It's not on pay-per-view. It's not appeal. There's no way to watch it. But the theory is that it is being taped because you will be able to watch the show for free head-to-head with some AEW event. that's what everybody figures is the reason that you can't watch this one in any way. They're going to hold on to it and use it. Otherwise, you got to be in Mexico. So, you know, most of us aren't. But some are. We've got people calling in from Mexico. Raw Monday, we've got it's funny. They won't give us any matches for SmackDown, but they will give us the King of the Ring and Queen of the Ring matches for Raw. The Raw show has Sheamus. Oh, my God, this match. Sheamus, Bronson Reed, Rusev, and a mystery opponent.
I feel sorry for that mystery dude.
Unless it's like another madman. Like, who could they have for that mystery guy? I figured it was going to be like Ron Killings. But I think it's just got to be another, like, you know who it could be? Guy. Actually, you know who it could be that would be totally awesome, who we haven't heard about in a long time? The return of Ilya Dragunov.
He's not big, but he fits the bill. He does.
Oh, he does. Golly. Ilya Dragunov, Sheamus, Bronson, and Rusev. Brother, that's up my alley.
Vinny will watch that show. That's right up his alley.
Oh, yeah. And then we've got Asuka's return after a year off. Stephanie, Raquel, and Ivy. Asuka's been out with injury. And Nikki Bella returns. So, let me see when Ilya went down.
Returns in a match or just returns again?
Just returns.
But she returned last week.
I know. Don't ask.
So she's just on the show. She's not returning from anything.
They got to make it seem special. All right, let's see when Ilya went down. Because I don't know if he's cleared. I'm just throwing out a name there because we haven't seen him in a long time. And Ilya was injured on the 30th of September. Wow. 6 to 9 months out. Yeah, he should be good. This would be 9 months. So we'll see. We shall see.
I just got people's hopes up and
I did.
Dashed them.
Sorry. Hey, I don't know. What do you want me to do? I don't know who it is. So I'm going to tell you who I want. You don't like it? Too bad. I'm old now. And what else do we got? Now we'll get news after the break. There's a lot of it. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, CarShield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call CarShield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with CarShield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-247-6135. 800-247-6135. That's 800-247-6135.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Lance is joining us here. So yeah, yesterday on the chat, everybody was talking about The Rock and his heart and a heart scare and this and that. So apparently what happened is The Rock, this was a couple of years ago, I guess he had like digestive issues and he says he got that handled, and then he was having some cardiovascular thing, and they told him, you have significant plaque buildup, and you need to be on medication for the rest of your life, or something of this nature. They were worried about plaque, and he needed to be on medication. So he said, well, I'm not on any medication. I don't really want to go on medication. So he goes to another doctor to get the second opinion. And this doctor said, hold on a second. Don't go on medication yet. We can do this other scan. We'll check everything. And he says they did the other scan and determined that it was not plaque buildup. It was something that was not what the initial report was. And so they said, you're good, but, you know, come back in 3 years and we'll keep monitoring. So that was a story on The Rock. And then The Undertaker, on, of all things, his 6 Feet Under podcast, revealed that he had heart surgery in April. He says that things are now all good, but they could have gone badly. He said sometimes he would be out of breath when he would walk upstairs or play with the dog, but was not experiencing any significant symptoms. Had a routine heart exam. It was found that he'd been in chronic AFib for a while. Medication did not work. He ended up having to spend 4 nights in the hospital before WrestleMania 41. His heartbeat was off. His ejection fraction was low. They had to shock his heart back to normal rhythm. And it only lasted 24 to 48 hours. He was back. And, and then he underwent surgery. So I don't know what happened after the surgery. I presume he's fine now. I guess he said now he is all good. So apparently it was the same thing where they shocked his heart and it worked for a couple of days, but then went back and then he had to have the surgery. So there you go.
I think... there needs to be credit given to the fact that guys have made more money and are making more money now. And a lot of guys are getting preventative and cautionary medical treatment and keeping up on stuff. Where I think 20 years ago, guys would just not go to the doctor. And we had a much higher heart rate due to death issues. So I'm glad guys are seeing doctors and getting preventative checkups. So glad everybody's doing well.
I think it's that, and also just that so much has advanced. I mean, you know, there's I know someone who's having a significant health issue, and man, the stuff they do now is like mind blowing compared to even like 10, 15 years ago. It's like, I mean, just constant measure this, measure that, to change this, to change that, to do, and it's like, wow. The stuff that they can do in 2025 is like astounding.
Well, even just myself, like Taker, I went into AFib one day, but thankfully I had a Fitbit watch that monitored my heart rate, that iggied me that something was up, and I checked and I had AFib and I was in the hospital and I was shocked back to sinus rhythm in like 2 hours, and have had zero problems since. But if I didn't have a heart monitor watch, I might not noticed anything because I didn't feel all that different. And who knows what would have happened if I didn't detect it.
I know that a lot of people don't like hearing about ratings, but sometimes it's an important story, and this is one of them. So we had another 4-hour Dynamite/Collision on Wednesday, And, you know, your average weekly, this was up, this was down, raw number weird, blah, 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 whatever. But this one. So they have had, Collision is normally Saturday, but there's always something going on. And so they put it before this, they put it before that, they put it after this, after that, they put it on Thursday, they've done, well, this week they decided we're going to just do 4 hours, last week, we're going to do 4 hours of AEW. So these are important numbers because they're trying to gauge how the show does wherever. Should it be moved permanently maybe, you know? Well, for the second week in a row, while the show overall was down slightly from the week prior, man, that second 2 hours, when you compare that to what normally airs in that time slot, it's like, man, AEW in that time slot does way better. They were above the station average once again for 3.5 hours. And going 4 hours, I mean, they didn't have the normal collapse at the end of Dynamite that they usually have for the last segment and the last in the overrun. I mean, it did well. And then it stayed doing well for the third hour. It stayed doing well for the 3.5 hour mark. And then when it did fall at the end, the last half hour did fall, but it still only fell to the station average. So I'm not saying that I think they're going to permanently go to 4 hours, but I think they're going to probably do this more often. I mean, it's clearly not a failure. I mean, the Collision number, the Collision block, did 400,000 viewers in a 0.09. I mean, that's better than they're doing on Saturday night. So, yeah, I don't think that this is going to be the final time we ever see this. And the... you know, the show next week is 2.5 hours. And the show going 2.5 hours is probably going to lead to the first 2 hours doing better than it would do at just 2 hours. Because for whatever reason, when the show is only 2 hours, it always falls off in the last 15 minutes in overrun. And it didn't do that when we had a 4 hour show. So we'll see what happens. But man, that's a long time to watch wrestling on a Wednesday night.
Yeah, and I would think, generally speaking, they usually don't do the station average from 11:30 till 12 a.m. on a Wednesday night. So the show did well.
Well, I'm talking the time slot average.
Oh, okay.
So like if normally from 11:30, normally like I think normally when Dynamite goes off the air, I don't know what follows Dynamite, but normally it drops to like, you know, 250,000-300,000 viewers or whatever. And with Dynamite slash Collision on, I mean, it was like 450 or something. It was like double whatever follows Dynamite normally. Dynamite did double that in that second 2 hour slot until the last half hour. So that's something to look at. And it would be one thing if like it just did better than what's normally there, but it actually did better than it does on Saturdays. So we'll see what happens. Private Party, according to The Observer, their contracts are up very soon. Does anyone think they will renew? Anybody? I don't think it's looking good. They literally have not been seen since... I mean, this is just the weirdest story. Like, someday I hope Tony writes a book. Even though if he does, I don't think he'll ever actually tell any of these stories the way they actually happen. But, like, for those that don't remember, the Young Bucks were the tag champs. And, like, there were a bunch of teams in line. Like, there were, like, four teams, I was told. Like, who's going to beat the Bucks? Maybe it's this team, this team, this team, this team. One of them was the Outrunners. But what happened was they did a Young Bucks Private Party match. And I think it was, like, a non-title match or something. But it was freaking awesome. I think it was a pay-per-view match. And Tony, it was like Bret Hart and what's his name?
Tom McGee.
It was like, Tony watched this match and went, oh my God, we got to put the belts on Private Party. And like the idea of the match was the Bucks were going to meet him and move on. Like that was it. But like he saw this match and he was like, we got to put the belts on him. So they win the belts and then did nothing. They're like on Collision facing the Crew and they're just nothing. And after doing nothing for a long time, like They did not capitalize on this title win at all. And then the Hurt Syndicate beat them, and we never saw them again. Just vanished off the face of the earth. And now their contracts are coming due.
See, I thought you were throwing back to like when AEW first started and the Bucks worked with Private Party. Everybody was just in awe at how great this tag team division was and how amazing Private Party was. And then they never really...
Well, there's a lot of teams like that.
Yeah.
I mean, the fact of the matter is anyone can have a good match with the Bucks. Okay. Tom and I would have the best match of our careers if we had a match with the Bucks. Okay. But like... The thing that was weird to me was, okay, fine. It wasn't Private Party. Whatever. It was all the Bucks that made him look amazing. Whatever. You put the belts on him. Well, now you got to capitalize on that. Right? But they didn't. They didn't do anything with them. And this happens all the time in AEW where did this person go? Where did that person go? And the big question is always, why? I know Britt Baker's at home, but like, why? I know Wardlow hasn't been seen forever. Why? I know Private Party disappeared. Why? Sammy Guevara got sent to Ring of Honor for like half a year. What? Why? We never know. And it's like a mystery to people there as well. It's not like, oh, you want to know the real reason? It's like nobody knows. Just one day Tony decides, well, that's it for Private Party.
But to be fair... Private Party, a lot better than Tom McGee, just to be clear on that.
Well, sure, like, they are.
The Bucks
but...
may have made them, but it's not like those guys didn't have talent or don't have talent.
They have talent, but like they need reps, not to just vanish. So, anyway. Actually, this guy here in the chat, I think we know the Wardlow situation. We do? Well, tell me, because I don't
know. Going to American Gladiators now, but that doesn't explain the last year and a half.
Yeah. I mean, people will mention, well, he was injured and everything like that. You're right, he was. But, like, for 2 years? Back in a moment, Observer Live. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Come, my lady, come, my lady. You're my butterfly, sugar, baby. Such a sexy, pretty little thing. This paper pin, she got me sprung with your tongue ring. And I ain't gonna lie, cause your loving gets me high. So to keep you by my side, there's nothing that I won't try. Butterflies in her eyes and her looks to kill. Time is...
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Give me those sauces, grab the chicken strips, let's dunk them in there. There's nothing like it. Hey, I'm Joey.
And I'm Josh.
And we're team members at our local Chick-fil-A.
And a little thing you'll love about the Chick-fil-A chicken strips
is dipping them in our sauces.
My sauce is the barbecue sauce.
If you wanted to add sweet, tangy flavors, there's nothing like it.
I love the garden herb ranch sauce, but if you want a little bit more kick in the spicy side, you can mix it with buffalo sauce.
Dipping them in our sauces, it is perfection.
It's the summer of Chick-fil-A chicken strips and sauces. Order now on the Chick-fil-A app. Team members paid for their testimonials.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Every day I think there's not going to be enough to talk about, and then we just keep going. Still send those text messages. I will read some of those. 425-780-7566. So in the full opposite thing, which is, this is kind of like what's going on in AEW, but now it's like totally different. Where has Omos been? Omos vanished. They sent him to Noah. He won the tag titles. He just vacated them abruptly. Still was never seen again. And then it is just revealed that he just re-signed a multi-year deal. So, like, okay, whatever.
Well, he's at least an attraction that has to be booked very carefully. You can't just have him in the regular mix.
Well, I know, but like, didn't we have like an Andre the Giant Battle Royal or something for WrestleMania? I don't know, man. Where's the guy at? What are we doing with him? Good for him, though, making his money. Commander's going to be out for a long time. Looks like there was no way he was getting it checked this week to find out the severity. He did show up to Dynamite, wanted to do the match. The doctor said no way possible, so it is serious. Well, what that means is that he just couldn't do that match. It's probably serious, but is he torn ligaments? Has he sprained it? We don't know yet, but he is not cleared at this moment. That's the update there. Brie Bella in talks with WWE for a return. So for those of you that watched Raw on Monday, they did seem to be setting up a tag match for Nikki Bella and probably Brie. So I don't think Nikki and Brie would headline the Evolution show, but I do think that they would be a significant part of that show. So we'll see how that works out. But
Nikki headlined the first one, didn't she?
Yes, she did. But I mean, it's possible and everything like that, but I just don't picture with all of the women that they've got that have been working hard, nothing against Nikki, but dude, she's been gone. And walking in, you know, 3 weeks or whatever before the show, 4 weeks, and then just going right to the headline position, I'm not sure that would sit well.
I wouldn't do it, and I think by comparison of eras, it's like, Rhea and company are much bigger stars than Nikki was in her prime, so I wouldn't headline with her.
Well, I mean, I think there would be people would argue about how big the Bellas were their prime, but I think the fact is, right now, Nikki Bella is not a bigger women's star than all the women they have. They have a lot of big female stars. And so if it were like, you know, if Ronda Rousey was coming in fresh off being the top female in UFC, and it was like, you know what? We can headline this Women's Evolution pay-per-view with Ronda Rousey. That'd be one thing. But it's like, we're bringing back the Bellas. Nothing against them. But they're not bigger stars than the top women stars, the Beckys and the Rhea's. And they're not. So I would not headline with that match. All right. Let's, what do you got with what's going on with TNA? It's an anniversary next week. 23 years?
Yeah. It is. I don't know what else to tell you. It's been 23 years.
23 years. How was yesterday's show?
It was good. We had an 8-4-1 match, which was started as an 8 knockouts tag into a 4-way, and I thought it was extremely good and highlighted by a
classic. Was that your match?
Nope.
Okay.
And Also highlighted by a classic X-Division style match between Jason Hotch and Leon Slater.
All right, so next week, explain this to me. We have a Champions Challenge. Oh, I see what it is. It's Trick, Moose, the Nemeths, and Steve Macklin, who are all champions. World Champion Trick, X-Division Champion Moose, Tag Champs, the Nemeths, International Champ Steve Macklin, against Joe Hendry, Elijah, Mike Santana, Trey Miguel, and Zachary Wentz. So it's all champions versus all potential challengers.
Yes.
I would presume that if a champion is pinned, that's probably setting up a match. Has this been taped?
Yes.
It is? Okay. I don't know that. I don't know the results.
Well, let's not share them here.
You want to spoil it?
Week.
You want to spoil it, Lance?
Spoil it.
God, what a horrible person. All right, let's go to the text messages here. If you have questions for Lance, go ahead and ask those as well. This person says, now that LA Knight lost Money in the Bank, do you ever see him in the main title picture? Well, I don't want to get philosophical here in my advanced age. But I talk about this all the time. Every year, we do a prediction show. And you all fail over and over and over and over again. So if you want me to sit here and with a straight face tell you, no, LA Knight will never be in the title picture again. Here's the thing. I didn't think LA Knight would ever be where he is now, okay? But something happened, and it wasn't even their doing. You can say maybe it was him, you know, whatever. But, like, he got himself over. And, you know, it's another example. I have to hear it. I actually hear it less and less because as time passes, you know, people start to figure things out. This isn't the old WWE. It ain't 2019 anymore. Vince is gone, okay? Yes, if LA Knight would have started to get himself over in 2018 and Vince didn't want it, he'd have buried him and he would have crushed him and he would have humiliated him. It's not like that anymore. LA Knight got himself over and they pushed him. And he achieved a higher level than I ever thought he was going to achieve. Now, do I feel like, okay, the LA Knight thing is sort of come and gone and it's kind of a little bit on the down? Yes, I do feel that way, but that means nothing. Golly, something could happen tomorrow. So do I see it like in the near future? No, probably not. Can I rule it out? Absolutely not. Why do you guys think that Jey Uso won the title at WrestleMania? That was another one. Who do you think got over Yeet? You think somebody sat down and went, let's give him this word yeet, we'll get it over. No, the people started yeeting. It started to get over. It was like, actually, it started as like a silly thing where Jay was like the right-hand man and he'd say yeet. And then, you know, Roman would get mad. He goes, no yeet. He didn't like to hear this yeet thing. And it was like a funny thing, you know. It was an unintentional comedy. They didn't make it like ha-ha. But like this Roman Reigns character was a bad dude. And he didn't like this yeet crap out of his bloodline. But, man, good old Jay. And then, you know, Jay starts to get over and the stuff with Sammy. This was all organic. And next thing you know, Jay goes off on his own. He gets his big yeet thing over. Then whatever. That's why he won the title at WrestleMania. Was he ever going to probably be the top guy? No, he never got over to that degree where he's going to carry a brand. But, like, that dude got himself over. I wouldn't have predicted that 2 years ago, but it happened. So that's the thing. You never know what's going to happen is my point. None of us do.
And never is a long time.
It is a long time. Golly, you know, it's a long time from 50 to 51. A long time.
Because we're going to have to hear you complain and be grumpy for the whole year.
Oh, here's one. We just talked about this on Observer Radio. What's the end game with the Mercedes belt collecting? You would think they would be building up somebody who would eventually defeat her, but I don't see anyone being built like that on the roster. Maybe she will not beat Tony at All In. Well, I don't know, man. I don't think it's I don't know if Dave sees it as a disaster, but I see it as, here's the thing with Mercedes, okay? Mercedes is collecting belts and never losing, okay? We've also got the Hertz Syndicate, okay? The Hertz Syndicate one is a bigger problem to me because the Hertz Syndicate are the tag team champions, yet for whatever reason, I don't know if it's them, I don't know if it's Tony, I don't know what it is, they don't want to sell and they don't want to lose, okay? So all they do is new geeks are built up to be killed by them. But meanwhile, people like FTR, they don't even mention the World Tag Team titles. Do you realize that before the Hertz Syndicate won the titles, every freaking week, FTR would come out and all they would talk about is the AEW Tag Team Championships. In every, like, go back. Every single promo, they mentioned the titles. Now go back since the Hurt Business won the titles. How many times have they mentioned the AEW World Tag Team titles? They haven't. So this is a weird situation where you've got all of these great tag teams, but anybody with a name, they have nothing to do with the tag division. They're just off doing their own thing. At least with Mercedes, yes, she's collecting belts. Yes, she's never losing, but she's facing all of the top women. She's having real matches. They're excellent matches. And I would hope, we can't see the future, I would hope that at some point she starts putting people over for those belts. It's over. She's already lost one in a three-way where she didn't have to do the job. That can't be every belt that she's got. She needs to eventually, it can start with Tony, or if it doesn't start with Tony, Tony needs to be the start of then putting people over after that, okay? So we'll see where it goes, but there's no point putting seven belts on somebody if they aren't then going to try to get over seven different people. Or someone else can win multiple belts. So, there you go.
Do you have any idea how long her contract is?
I don't know, but like they better start taking belts off her before it starts expiring.
Well, most of them aren't even AEW belts, so.
Yes.
Like, I don't think they have to worry about taking the Australian Austrian indie belt off her.
Well, they have to worry if she collects seven belts from all over the world, and then her contract comes due, and she decides, I'm going to WWE. And then she ends up just vacating seven titles, losing one or whatever. I mean, there are issues that could happen. I don't think they're going to happen. But, you know, I don't think people remember that, like, she was considering going back to WWE before she went to AEW. So don't sit here and go, oh, she would never go back there. She would never go back there. She was considering going back there, and Tony made her a better offer. And she's done very well in AEW. But, you know, where are we going from here? We got to put some people over for these titles at some point. What else do we have here? Say, I wanted to be counted. I just want to be counted as someone who immediately understood the Punk Cena Saudi thing on Raw. Not for a second. Thought, mother of God, they're using Swerve's own shoes. That's another argument. We don't need to go back to that. We don't need to go back to that. P.S. Why do you say it's ex-WWE guys refusing to sell? You call it bad business. Isn't it actually bad booking? Maybe TK wanted to go exactly how it went with Speedball. No, here's the thing. I mentioned ex-WWE guys because this has happened before. Do you guys remember Rusev's run? Rusev didn't want to sell for anybody or do jobs for anybody. And so basically, he just won all of his matches and then they just didn't use him. Because every time Tony had an idea, Rusev didn't want to do it if it involved losing or putting people over. We had roughly the same problem with Malakai. You know, every time that Malakai's group had to do a job, it was always someone else in the group. Didn't want to put people over for whatever reason. Obviously wanted to go back to WWE. This is a thing that has happened, and we're seeing the same thing with the Hurt Syndicate. And, like, it's still early, but at some point, everybody needs to do business here. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
We'll be right back. Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D, gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about, Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here. Lance Storm is joining us. Hey, Lance, what's with that background? You had a background the other day everyone thought was pretty cool.
Yeah, Jared has that one, but whoever does the Friday show, I guess, doesn't. So,
well, what was it? And like all your belts and everything. Did someone make that for you?
Yeah, a fan on Threads did it up and sent it to me.
Wow.
And I guess Jared hasn't forwarded to whoever does the Friday show. So I'm in here with my books instead.
You hear that, Suncast? We'll get Jared on it. But that's a fine background. You look like a scholar. Look at all those books. That's not actually your background, is it?
It's a virtual background, but I do have lots of books.
Do you have a library like that, where it's like all those shelves of dusty old books?
Not a library exclusive, but I do have a lot of bookshelves with a lot of books.
How about that? You realize it's 2025, right?
Yeah, you realize I'm literate and enjoy reading, right?
Yeah, it's called a Kindle or an e-reader.
I have that, too.
An iPad. It was about time you actually opened up one of those books on that bookshelf.
Been a while.
Yes.
I actually purchased many of them again in ebook form because I prefer, with my carpal tunnel issues, just reading on my Kindle.
Your carpal tunnel bothers you when you turn pages of a book?
Just constantly having to hold a book open. It's just more wrist movement and grip movement, and I just avoid doing any extra of that, and then I don't have carpal tunnel issues.
Wow. Golly, I'm not grumpy enough yet. All right. Well, we got to wrap it up. All the best, Lance, with your health And I still haven't really figured out. Are you here Tuesday, right? Tuesday and Friday?
Yes, although this coming Tuesday I can't make.
Oh.
So if Tom and I can switch
Thanks
a day,
for telling me.
I emailed you a week ago.
I'll figure it out. I'll figure it out. You think I read my emails? I'm out of here, everybody. Have a great week. We'll see you next time, Wrestling Observer Live.